I saw a Dover Nifla, befrat for Bali Kaira, which I'm not, but for Bali Kaira. That is in the Sefer Achayim from the Achia Maral, and it's in Sefer Geulah B'Yeshua. It's Chelek Hei, Perek Aleph, if you want to look it up inside. The Achia Maral was talking about this inyan of a Yid's never allowed to forget Yerushalayim. And he says this is something that has to permeate every single aspect of our lives. Kimvur in this Gemara here, Bava Basra, Daf Samach Amid Beis. You're building a house, you're eating a suda, an isha is putting on tachshit, and even a chasam b'shas chupasai, in meshkochech Yerushalayim. You have to be meshayir adover mu'at. There has to be some zecher, some remembrance, some form of mourning for Yerushalayim. So he said like this. He said that the pasuk says, in Imeshkochech Yerushalayim, in the capital of Al Nareis Bavel, Eich Noshir Eshir Hashem Al Admas Necha. He said, how could we sing the Shir Hashem Al Admas Necha? So he said, what's the Shir Hashem? What's the Shir Hashem? So said Reb Chaim, Reb Salomi Friedberg, the Shir Hashem is the Tameh HaMikra. It's the Niggin that a Balkoira leans from the Sefer Torah with. Ein Lecha Shir Hashem G'doyle Mizu. And the pasuk says, "Eich noshir eshir Hashem al admas necha," which segues right into Meshkochei Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemin. It's the next pasuk. So said Reb Chaim, Reb Tzalmi Friedberg, that the emes is, if you'd understand a little pnimius, you would know that when the chazan, the balkoira, leans from the Sefer Torah, every single Shabbos, not Eicha, not those psukim that you're supposed to read b'nigun Eicha, not even daf Torah, when you read and you sing the words of the Torah, there's a hergish of Eich Noshir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Necher. There's a remez, there's a zichron to the Avelus of Yerushalayim. I'll just read a little bit, Milashoinei Hazav. So we know that the Tamei HaMikra, Amirum is in words, Kadma Munach, Zarka Munach, Sega Munach, Munach Revi, Mapach Pashto, etc., etc. So listen to the way he teaches it. He says that it begins, Zarka Sega, right? Kadma munach zarka munach segel. Imshe hey miloy shehunchu rak l'simin ba'almo. Even though these are words that Chazal gave us just as a simin ba'almo, kedei l'lamed al yodam negina satam, so you should know how to lay. Im kol zois romzu behem gankein ha-golos v'achorben. In these words, there's a remez to the golos and the chorben. Lefi she'ein loshir afilu shir Hashem al admas b'nei nechor im loy she'yaskir imoy gankein churben Yerushalayim. V'zeu perushoy. Zarko segel. Koloim. Skulois Ami Yisrael Nizrak Me'alad Masam. Segol is Miloshim, we're an Am Segula. Zarka means we've been thrown away. Munach Revi. V'soifam sheyonuchu mitzaros Golos Revi Yazeh. But at the end, we're going to have a Yeshua, we'll have a respite from the Golos that we're in, which we know is the fourth of the Dalet Golias. V'sibas Golusam. We continue and we say, what's the reason for the Golos? L'fishem dar ikeshub salto. Because unfortunately, we've distorted what was straight. Mahabchenes ha-yoshev ha-poshet. V'zeh, these are the next words. Mapach pashto. V'zeh osu. When were we mahabich the pashto? When did we take the poshet, the straight and narrow, and be mahabichet? Zeh osu b'zman abayis ha-rishon. We did it when? We did it Zokev Katon, Zokev Gadol, which is a remez to the two Bate Mikdashim. The first base on Mikdash is the Zokev Katon, right? Zokev means standing, but it was the base on Mikdash HaKaton. The second one was the Gadol, based on the pasuk that says, Ki Gadol Yir Kvoid HaBayis HaZeh HaAchroin Min HaRishon. Ayim Bava Basra, Daf Gimel Amad Aleph. Uba Oidam Alat Masram, Herich Lohem Hashem Yisparach Apoi, Milun Doid Lohem, Betefach Hamido, Shoyeroi Lohem, Rak Yeshvu B'Menucha Ba'aretzam. But despite the fact that we went, that we were Mahapik the Pashto, while there was a first base on Mikdash, and while there was a second base on Mikdash, but at the same time, the Eibishter was Mayrachaf, and that's Mercha Tipcha, Miloshin, Mayrach, Tipcha. The Eibishter wasn't Shoiko betefach hamida, mida keneged mida esnachta, and he allowed us to be in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis Hamikdash longer than we deserved. The first Beis Hamikdash stood 410 years. The second Beis Hamikdash stood 420 years, and really, it's longer than it should. Of a va'achakach nispazru pizru gadol, but then the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and then it was pazer. We were nispazer. We were thrown into Golos, and it was a Tlisha Ketana, and it was a Tlisha Gedoyla, and it was a small Tlisha, and it was a large Tlisha. What does it mean, a Tlisha? It means we were uprooted. What does it mean, a small and then a big? It says referring to the first churban, where first Aseres HaShvatim went into Galus. That was the Tlisha Ketana. And then the rest of Klai Yisrael went into Galus. That was the Tlisha Gedayla. And he said, that's Merumas in the next word. It was Kadma Va'azla. Right? There was the group that went into Galus first. It was Geirish. First, they were Milosh and Geirish, and they were thrown out. And then it was Gershayim. And then it was everybody else. Then we were all thrown into Galus. And then in the middle, he says, by the way, if you think this is all Stam Teurelach, he says, take a look at the Tzroir Hamar. So who is the Tzroir Hamar? He was a Kadman. I mean, Reb Chaim Rabbi Tzalmi Friedman was a Kadman, but he felt that he needed the Tan and the Messiah away. So he says, take a look at the Tzroir Hamar in Parshas Kiseitze. It was one of the Megurshei Svarad, where he did something very similar. But the bottom line is, he says, V'Yisrael Sheyashvu B'Madrega Gedoylo Nishvu V'Naflu, Klai Yisrael that was on this very lofty Madrega, what happened? They broke and they fell. V'Zehu Darga Severe. Darga means they were on a big Madrega Severe, and that Madrega was broken. Avo, what comes after Darga Severe? Yisiv Pesik, Soif Pasuk. Avol Soifam Sheyis Yashvu. Eventually, the Yidden are going to be brought back. Va'avz Yifsak Mehem Galusa V'Tzarusam Lagamri. And then all the Galus and all the Tzarus are going to come to an end. Loikem Moshe Pasak Mehem Barishoyne Shechazru V'Niglu. Not like it was a Chatchilo where they went into Galus a second time. Rak Yehei Soif Galusam. There's going to be a Geula and it's going to be all over. There'll be no more Galus. V'zeu Yisiv Pesik. They're going to rest. And Soif Pasuk. That's going to be the end of the whole story. But after that, the Eibush is also going to take Nekama from the Goyim, and he says, V'hashal Sheles. Then comes the Shalsheles. Shal Oiniu Barzel. The chains of all the tsaris that the Yidden had to endure during the Golus. Yei Toloi Birosh. Right, what are the next words? Shalsheles Karne Fara Mercho Kfula Yerech Ben Yoimai. It's going to end up being put on top of the tzavar of the Umay Sa'olam. And then finally, Klal Yisrael is going to get Nekama B'Bias Goyal Tzedek B'Meir B'Yameinu. But the Taich of Reb Chaim Reb Tzal B'Friedberg, and that is, if you look at the words that represent all the Ta'amim and all the Simonim of how you're supposed to learn from the Sefer Torah, it's a remiss to the Golos of Klal Yisrael. Why would these words be meramis the Golos of Klal Yisrael? The reason is because Eich Noshir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Nechor Im Eshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini, etc., etc. Whatever a Yid does, anytime there's a Matzav of Simcha, there has to be a Zikaron of Yerushalayim. And even when we're singing the Shir Hashem in the Beis Medrash, with the Sefer Torah open with a minyan, it doesn't matter. There's still a remez, there's a knetch of Eich Noshir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Necha, a beautiful hergish and a beautiful taich for Reb Chaim Reb Tzalo B'Friedberg.